Have you ever thought about how outrageous God really is? Have you? His love is for the depressed, the outcasts, the underprivileged, the hurting, the forgotten, and for us, ordinary people. We heard in the psalm, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all he has made." The might and power of God, however, is the strength of a gentle giant. His greatness, his graciousness, his smile, he smiles into the eyes of the overwhelmed by life's cares. He is always present, always waiting. His arms are always outstretched. The true lover will never face his loved ones to return his love. He just waits. The world itself often says it cares about the world, and it's full of propaganda for the shallowest values and attitudes. God says social acceptability is not an appraisal of worth. Wealth is powerless to bring joy. Dominance is fleeting, and fame is terribly transient. We live in the reality as Christians of what it means to be in Jesus Christ, to be ourself in freedom. How outrageous is that? Everybody in our world is trying to fit a mold, it seems, and what the next pop culture is, the next magazine cover, whatever. Well, I used to be 6'4", good looking, and have brains, but I've changed over the years. It just doesn't work anymore. I don't fit into what the culture wants or expects. You know, W.B. Yeats, an Irish poet and mystic, wrote, "Can one reach God by toil? He gives himself to the pure in heart. He asks nothing but our attention." The Pharisees and the Sadducees of Jesus' day lived in a forest of rules and regulations which dictated every action of their lives. It was always, "Thou shalt not," which often blinded them to God's presence. The law became a burden, not a freedom giver. As Jesus said, "I give you praise, Father, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones." It's a prayer meant to throw us off center if we are looking for an ego boost. The prayer is to set us straight. The key insight is that Jesus' message is impenetrably obscure to folks whose head and hearts are full of their own ideas and opinions. You see, God is outrageous. His ways are not our ways. We have to be open and thankful to what he teaches us. It's just not our ideas and opinions that count, but God himself, what he has taught through Scripture and salvation history. You don't want to know what our God is like? It's so outrageous. We heard it in Zechariah. "Thus says the Lord, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you triumphant and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." He loves us dearly. He wants us to come home. He regularly calls us. He accepts. He is a humble God. He is very often a very outrageous God because it doesn't fit into other people's expectations.